السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with the tafsir of Surah Nur, chapter number 24, and it is verse number 24 as well, that is our starting point. To summarize and recap our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Verily those people who cast allegations, accusations against those females who are pure and chaste, غافلات, and they are the ones that totally unaware of this, it does not even come in their minds and hearts to commit a crime like this, المؤمنات, and they are the true believers. Now here we need to realize in Surah 24, Surah Nur, verse number 4, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla spoke of this very topic. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ. Those people who accuse the chaste ladies of fornication, adultery, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَعْتُوا بِأَرْبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ. And then they cannot produce four male witnesses, people of integrity, honesty. فَجْلِدُوهُمْ ثَمَانِينَ جَلَّا. Then you whip them with 80 lashes. And this will be done in public. وَلَا تَقْبَلُوا لَهُمْ شَهَادَةً أَبَدًا. And then their testimony, evidence for future will not be accepted. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. They are the ones that are the transgressors. So that is for our wives, our sisters, our mothers, daughters, and so forth. But when it comes to the spouses, honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentioned two additional qualities. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ. Those people who cast allegations, accusations against those ladies who are pure and chaste, every wife of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Ummul Mu'mineen, pure and chaste as chaste can be. مُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. غَافِلَات, they are so pure in their minds, in their hearts, that these type of vices don't even enter in their mind. Al-Mu'minat, they are the true believers. So here Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us that these people here, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is highlighting and showing that what a major, major crime they are committing. That they accuse Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, one of the greatest ladies ever for all time and all places, Allah forbid. Among the Muslims, it was Mistah radiallahu an, and Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu an, Hamna bin Tijahj, the lady, she also, all of them were given 80 lashes, and the group of Munafiqeen. The protagonist and the main player there was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, Ra'isul Munafiqeen, the leader of the Munafiqeen. So remember, even today, if a person makes this type of statements, wallahi, such a person is out of the fold of Islam, because this will be a direct attack on Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, in the light of today's lesson that we will be doing. Similarly, remember these ladies, Almighty Allah states, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, that O you honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, lastunnaka ahadim minan nisa, you are not like any other woman. They are part of the Ahlul Bayt. They are part of the household of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Lu'inu fi dunya wal akhirah, they are cursed in this world and in the year after. ولهم عذاب عظيم, and for them is a horrible, terrible, grievous punishment. So it shows people like that will dwell and stay in Jahannam forever. So that is what happened to people like Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul and them. Remember, no one can raise this objection. Then how come this ayat is not applicable to Hassan bin Thabit or to Mista or Hamna bin Tijahsh radiallahu anhum, for all of them? Remember, at that time these verses were not revealed. All these verses were revealed after this episode and incident and event took place. Today's lesson, Surah Nur, Surah 24, verse 24. The day of justice will unfold, and it is an absolute day of justice. Maliki Yawmiddin, Almighty Allah is the sole owner of the day of justice. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. On that day, the day of justice, تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ, that it will bear testimony, evidence against them. Who will bear testimony against them? أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ, their tongues will testify against them. وَأَيْدِيهِمْ, their hands will give testimony, evidence against them. وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ, their feet will bear witness against them. بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, because of what deeds they committed. Perpetually they were always undermining Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu an, and the aim was to cause friction, disunity in the rank and file of the Muslims. So here Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ, that in the year after you will be punished, in the year after also you will be cursed, and here on the day of justice, your very limbs, your tongue, your hands, your feet will bear testimony against you. If you read Surah Yasin this morning, last night, what does Almighty Allah remind us in Surah Yasin? الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ, on that day of justice, the mouths will be sealed. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, we will make the hands speak. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ, the feet will bear testimony. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ, whatever they earned. So different occasions, various different places, different actions will take place. Sometime the mouth will be sealed, sometime it will be open, and all these limbs will bear testimony. Therefore, for me and you, we should be reading this dua profusely, abundantly, Surah 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 194, وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, O beloved Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. Do not humiliate us on the day of justice. Here in this world, in front of 50, 100 people, we did something and they know about it. How ashamed, how bad we feel. Imagine there, zillions of people from Nabi Adam alayhi salam, right up to the last baby, everyone will be there. And remember, Almighty Allah is Qadir Mutlaq. He has absolute power, and that is Almighty Allah alone. He will make this lump speak, how our tongue, our mouth speaks. So if our hands speak, our feet speak, so what is there to be so surprised, astonished? That same Allah makes the lump speak. If the land and sand is going to speak, then our lumps will speak. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. On that day of justice, the land and the sand will speak, because Almighty Allah will inspire it. يَوْمَئِذِي, on that day, the day of justice, the day of the final day, doomsday, يوفيهم الله دينهم الحق. Almighty Allah will give them دينهم الحق, the full reward, the true reward. For the true believers, remember the reward will be beyond their perception and comprehension. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. The Muslims in this world, the honor, the dignity, health, wealth, لَذَّةُ الْإِيمَانِ, the taste and the pleasure of Iman. So all that are the bonus we experience. And وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. And remember, in the year after, it will be the handsome reward, the maximum reward, the optimum reward. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will grant them. يَوْمَ إِذِي يُوَفِّيهِمُ اللَّهُ دِينَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. So Almighty Allah will reward them with the true reward. So that's for the true believers. For the non-Muslims, they will also get their reward in the form of punishment. So therefore, we must remember that the adl, the justice system of Almighty Allah is always there. They go to Jahannam and Hellfire because of the justice system of Allah. And the Muslims and Mu'mineen, the true believers, enter Jannah, paradise. Fadlam min Allah, the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. ويعلمون. And then on that day everybody will know أن الله هو الحق المبين, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala alone, He is the truth alone, المبين. He makes things manifest, He makes things clear. Today everybody say, join my party, join this party, join this organization. And everybody will claim they are on haq and truth. You go to the Qadianis, Ahmadis, they will say they are on truth. You go to the Shias, they will say they are on truth. You go to the people who belong to other faiths, they will say, we say no. Only Islam is the truth. The Muslim is the truth. But that Muslim who believes in the Quran Kareem, in the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, in all the articles of faith, and then he promotes and propagates it according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So those people on haq. Therefore, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith in Tirmidhi, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi, you have to follow my way and the way of my beloved companions. And the Quran mentions that as well. Qul hadhihi sabili ad'u ila Allah. Tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my path, my way. Ad'u ila Allah. I invite towards Almighty Allah ala basiratin. With firm conviction, ana, I, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's the sunnah. وَمَنِتَّبَعَنِي, and those who follow me immaculately. So that first and foremost are the Sahaba. So that Jama'ah, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is derived from that Quranic verse in Surah Yusuf and the hadith mentioned in Tirmidhi. So therefore we have to follow Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla now is showing us an usul, a principle. The principle will work 80%, 90%, 99% of the time. Remember the men that are immoral, that they will love the women that are immoral. You see today that the people, they love to visit some of them. They go to the prostitute, to the street lady, escort agency, because they themselves are immoral. If you study the world today and you visit many countries, then you will see that their whole institution of nikah is crumbling of marriage. And now people just live in as lovers. And then they have children. Obviously those children are bees and illegitimate. And that is not only considered permissible, but it is glorified in Western democracies. Because Adam can marry Eve, Adam can marry Steve, Eve can live with Eve, Madam, all this is fine. And you don't have to marry as well, you can just live together. So this human being has degraded and debased themselves to the levels of animal and worse than animals. So therefore Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is warning us about this. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin. Those women who are impure, immoral, they will be inclined to the immoral, impure men. You will see today the woman that she had a string of affairs and she got married to somebody who's pure and chaste. And then you will see after 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, that marriage is broken. You ask what happened? They will say that husband is too dead. He's got no gumption in him. Because they love it that the husband must take them to the parties where they are dancing with other men. The music must be blaring and they must be jiving and dancing. So all this. So people love to go to the clubs when they lose the haya, shame and modesty. People love to go to the swingers, meaning that they go and sing and swing with others. So all this is khabith. So when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam married all these honorable wives and spouses, so Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the purest of the pure, the greatest amongst the entire creation and most beloved and precious. So the master alayhi salatu wasalam is so pure, so his wives are so pure as well. So therefore, the Shias and everybody else who makes these wild accusation and allegation against Siddiqah Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah forbid that she committed the crime, they go out of the fold of Islam. Because directly, indirectly, this becomes an insult and an attack against the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات. And the men that are immoral, impure, they also love the impure woman. So they would not love that you must have a pure and a chaste one, that she does not take drugs, she doesn't take alcohol, she doesn't go to parties, she doesn't wear miniskirts, she doesn't wear all these tight, tight clothes, that she's a simple lady. No, it will not attract them. They will say, oh, that you 20, 25 years old, you're carrying on like an old Kala or 50 years old. Kala means auntie and old woman. So you're carrying on like a 50, 60 year old. I receive all these type of emails from the men, from the women, from the children. How this ummah is imploding. All these verses here in the ending, they are showing us the selection of a spouse. Oh male, when you want to get married, then you get married to that lady, limaliha, for her wealth, lijamaliha, for her beauty, walihasabiha, for her status and which strata of society which belongs to. Then the Master, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, walidiniha, and you marry her for her deen, her piety, her character. Fasfar bidhati deen, you will be successful when you give the piety, the deen, and all that you gave it preference. Allah Jalla wa Ala will make that wife of yours a blessing in disguise. She might not have the looks of the other women. She might not come from a wealthy, affluent family, but she will enhance you in such a manner that your iman will increase, your actions will increase, and Allah will join the hearts together. And when you marry the lady just for her wealth and so forth, then remember in this world you get disgrace. The first hadith of beauty and of wealth and of which strata of society and deen is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. And the hadith where you marry a lady only for her wealth, you say, I'm not rich and wealthy, let me marry her. فَإِنَّمَا أَذَلَّهُ اللَّهُ Almighty Allah will surely humiliate and disgrace that person. You see today, the person got married. Now that is the wife's house, it is the wife's car, it is the wife's umrah, the wife's holiday, everything, she, her family. So what can he say? He's not even a man, he's a mouse. Because he fears everything. So remember, our intention must not be tainted and polluted. We need to understand this, so we must not get married to such men or women who are khabis, and therefore when the husband commits adultery, he becomes khabis and impure, immoral. When the wife commits it, she becomes khabisa, impure, immoral, and so forth. So therefore today we need to learn this dua. Allahumma hassin farji. O Almighty Allah, you protect and fortify my private part. Allahumma, we all know, O beloved Allah, Hassin, Ha, Sword, Noon. His Noon refers to a fort. So in the olden days, the fort was used as a protection from the assault and attack of the enemies. So now we make this dua, Ya Allah, protect my private part, that it is not used in haram places. So Islam, this is the beauty. Challenge anybody at any time, any place. If you understand the beauty of Islam, Islam has closed all the doors for zina, fornication, adultery, homosexuality. And Islam has made and opened all the doors for nikah. Take 2-3 examples. Islam, no physical contact with the opposite gender. Islam, you can't be alone with the opposite gender, the third party shaitan. Islam says there must be segregation between the genders, male and female. So already Islam is cutting it at its roots so that we promote, advocate a pure, a chaste society. Now you look at Western democracies, you look at secularism, they say no, from the child who comes to the grades, he comes to primary school, grade naught, already they will tell you boy and girl must sit together. Primary school you must sit together. They demolish and abolish the shame and haya from the tender age. We must remember this is part of the satanic plan to demolish the family concept. And that is what you see. Look at South Africa. How many children are being born today? How many of them are haramis? How many of them are illegitimate? You go to the West and you will see very similar. So Islam promotes the family ties, and you need unity. Unity will come when there is stability in the family structures. So that is the beauty. And nikah, Islam said, best nikah, a'azamuha barakah, that will have the most barakah is which one? Where the least expenditure. You want to propose for the girl, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلَقَهُ. That propose to that girl who has piety, good character. And when they propose for your daughter, sister, your niece, and you know that person is good, فَزَوِجُوا. Get them married quick, quick, quick. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ. If you don't do so, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ أَرِيثٌ. There will be mayhem, chaos on this earth. The boy, girl run away. They go and get pregnant, the ladies. And then you find that the reputation of the family is in tatters, in the gutters. Then they wonder what happened. So each one of us must understand that we should get married now before Ramadan. Otherwise, get married in Ramadan. Sayyida Fatima, Sayyidina Ali got married during Ramadan in the second year of the Hijrah. And the best month to get married and perform nikah is the month of Shawwal. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha on in Shawwal, the 10th of Shawwal. And remember that Sayyida Aisha had no children. She would encourage her nephews, nieces, family members, get married in Shawwal. And remember, this is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. So, وَالْخَبِيثُونَ لِلْخَبِيثَاتِ وَالْطَيِّبَاتُ لِلْطَيِّبِينَ. The pure lady, she will be inclined to the pure men. Who proposed for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the first time? It was Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, a lady paragon of beauty, a lady who is very, very financially well off. There were so many proposals, she rejected it. And when she saw the integrity, honesty of the Master alayhi salam, she was informed by her people who she employed as agents, that Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that time Nabi alayhi salam had not even received wahi. The Master alayhi salatu salam went to Biladu Sham, Syria, and so forth. She herself proposed to the Master alayhi salatu salam. She was 40 years old. Our mother Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam 25 years old. The families were happy. That is tayyibatu littayyibin. So what tayyibatu littayyibin? So the pure and chaste lady for the pure men. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha is Siddiqa. Allah exonerated her. Her father is Siddiq. Therefore, the Tabi'een, the successors who met the Sahaba and companions, when they used to speak of Sayyida Aisha, they used to say, Siddiqa tu bintu Siddiq. What she said, all might Allah reveal from the arsh, yea, to the farsh, from the heavens to the land and sand, to exonerate and prove the innocence of Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات. And the pure men, they will be the ones to get married to the pure ladies. Hypothetically, if you say this happened, then what does this ayat mean? It means it will be a direct objection on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah forbid. Therefore, such people are out of the fold of Islam. You must remember that. There's no two opinions on that issue. There's consensus and ijma. And it's not the only reason. We can give you over 100 reasons why the Shias, Qadianis, Ahmadis are out of the fold of Islam. This is one of the multi reasons. You, my youngster, and the old, remember that. Read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana ablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. O Allah, grant us such spouses, grant us such progeny and children, that are the coolness of the eyes. So in that way, there Almighty Allah grants us such a husband, such a wife, so and such children, that we love happily. Husband looks at the wife, he remembers the sacrifice. She left her parents, her siblings, her land of her birth, to spend the remainder of her life with me. So how much he appreciates her. The wife appreciates her husband, he's working so hard, so that he can sustain and maintain the wife, the children and his family. So all of them appreciate one another, love one another, and all this will come about when we have taqwa, Allah consciousness. Therefore, on the occasion of nikah, the imam, the sheikh, the mufti, the maulana reads ayats and verses from the Quran, all related to taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness. Now we were discussing Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha in the last 16 verses of Surah Nur, Surah 24, verses 11 to 26. Now the final verdict and judgment directly from Almighty Allah. Ulaika, they, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu anha, Mubarra'un, they are totally innocent, exonerated, mimma yaqulun, regarding that what they were saying, the munafiqeen and hypocrites, and the two, three sahaba, what they said, but they were lashed already. So you must remember the munafiqeen. Allah said that they are totally pure, totally chaste, and every person who reads the Quran, ila yawmil qiyamah, will have to say, whether with love or grudgingly, Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. O Mother Aisha, radiallahu anha, we salute you. You are such a magnificent great lady. Allah jalla wa ala spoke of your chastity, your purity, your integrity in the noble Quran. She herself says, and you, Allah, will speak about it. But I did not know it will be read in the Quran. I thought it will come to Nabi alayhi salam, and Nabi alayhi salam will announce it. The Master alayhi salam told her, Abshiri, Abshiri, glad tidings, O Aisha. Imagine how honored she felt. Ulaika mubarra'una mimma yaqulun, lahum maghfiratu wa rizqun kareem. For them the sahaba, there is forgiveness. For them there is honorable risk and sustenance from Almighty Allah. We must love Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. We must love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we must love all the sahaba. That is an integral part of being part of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If person says they love Almighty Allah, they love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they don't love certain sahaba, what a dushman here. That is an enemy of Islam. That is an enemy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because the Master alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people swearing, abusing, maligning, criticizing my companions, male or female, فَقُولُوا, then say, لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. Allah's curse be upon you for the evil and the sin you are perpetrating. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us, envelope us in His mercy, and make our khatima on iman and our resurrection with Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the beloved sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.